Matthew chapter 10, I'll read a couple of verses toward the end of the chapter. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. In the 10th chapter and beginning of the 11th, Jesus is preparing and sending out his disciples on a preaching tour. And it was a joyous time, perhaps as joyful as sending our choir out on tour. Jesus gave his disciples power to heal the sick, to cast out demons, even to raise the dead. But he also warned them that there would be opposition. They would be hated and persecuted because of the message that they brought. And what was true for the disciples then has also been true for his disciples down through the years. Not everyone welcomes the news that without a Savior we would be lost and condemned creatures. Not everyone welcomes the news that by Jesus Christ alone we've been purchased and won, not with gold and silver, but with his holy, precious blood. Now, parents often want their children to fare better than they did, especially in the areas of their own weaknesses and failings. But Jesus reminds us, and reminded his disciples, that if the teacher was despised by the world, then the pupils should not expect better treatment. Such words might bring fear into our hearts, because we have been called by the gospel to be disciples of one who was arrested, mocked, taunted, tortured, and put to death. Do we have to expect that? But these words also bring us strength and encouragement in the face of opposition, for they declare our relationship with the Savior. If they have reviled the master of the house, how will they treat those of his household? But he is the master of the house, and we are members of his household. We may share in his humiliation at times, but we also share in his house, and that house will stand. You say that Jesus died on the cross for all your sins because that's what the Bible tells you. But the world cannot see this. You announce that he died not for your sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. But again, they cannot see it. They see us as unrealistic, as fools. And this is one of the big fears in spreading the gospel, the fear that others, even our friends, might think we are fools. Jesus says, "Do not fear. There is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Not only will his enemies be openly brought down, but his children will be openly vindicated. The truth will be known. All will see it." But what if the opposition does more than mock and ridicule? What if they pick up stones to throw? What if I lose my job? I know that words can never hurt me, but sticks and stones. Guess what? Jesus knew that fear too. He was tempted in all points like we are, yet without sinning. He knows how shy we are when it comes to suffering. And he answers this fear also. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Even if they kill you, that is covered too. Your life is in the hands of your Savior. and no one can pluck you from his hands. This is our confidence. We do not need to be afraid to confess in word and life, because our relationship is with Christ, and it is secure before the throne of God. The only one who can break this relationship is we ourselves if we deny him. Whenever we sin, and that is daily, we are facing in that direction. But daily he comes to us with his gracious word of forgiveness. And on that basis, our relationship with God is secure. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, sold for a penny? Jesus chooses one of the most common and therefore lowly birds, not prized for its plumage, its elegance, or anything. But that bird is special. Why? Because God gives it his attention. Not one of those birds will fall to the ground without him. Now that bird corresponds not to you, but to one hair on your head. He knows which bird fell to the ground. He knows which hair is stuck in your comb or brush. He takes care of the sparrow. How much more will he not take care of you, his child in Christ? He takes care of the sparrow, but Jesus does not say not one sparrow will fall to the ground apart from its father. He says, not one sparrow falls to the ground apart from your father. He takes care of the sparrow, but he's your father. In this way, Jesus prepares his disciples for the work of bringing the good news of redemption, forgiveness, and life to a dying world. He does not say we'll never be ridiculed or ill spoken of. He does not say that they will never use sticks and stones. But he fortifies us with life that cannot be taken away from us. So what shall we say? Shall we fear anyone or anything? Yes, we shall fear God. But it will be the fear of those who love and trust him. They fear to lose him. Those who hate and distrust him, they fear to find him. And shall we fear to walk on the ground of his promises in our daily life? Shall we be afraid to speak of a Savior like that, who knows our fears, who overcomes them and says, "Fear not, I will be with you always to the end of the age." Amen. 463, stanza 5. 463, stanza 5.